Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Brigham Hoyk, and of course Brigham is the wellness coordinator for Cass County. Good morning to you, Brigham.
Good morning, LaVon. Thanks for having me.
You bet. First thing we want to talk about is an event coming up where we could go for a walk, and we're hoping it'll be a really nice day. So tell us about this special walk.
Yes. Okay. So it's May 22nd. That's a Saturday. And it's going to start at the Atlantic City Park. This is the Mental Health Awareness Walk, co-hosted by Senior Life Solutions from the Cass County Health System, Healthy Cass County, and Cass County ISU Extension. So it's 9 to 10 a.m., and we're going to start in the city park and just kind of walk down, maybe around to the chamber and back, if not too far.
Okay. And most of us could make it, I think, that far. And it's not a race, right? It's just a walk.
It's not a race. Nope. It's just a walk.
Walk and talk. Walk and visit.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So
the real purpose is to, yeah.
That's what I wanted to say. Why this walk when it's being planned? Why?
Yep.
Why then and why at all?
Sure. So May is actually Mental Health Awareness Month. And this walk is being planned to, you know, raise some awareness, to work on ending the stigma for mental health. Recently, in our community health needs assessment that Cass County, Healthy Cass County, and Cass County Health Systems Public Health did together, mental health was identified as the top health need in the county by both people who work in health and by the general public. So this is a real need in Cass County. We want to raise awareness of the fact that it's very widespread and that getting help is really important and it's okay to get help.
And I think we've come a long way. It's been a long time to come to this point.
Yes.
It's people always wanted to hide away. But they're, you know, the more you know about mental illness and mental health, there's so many aspects of it. It's hard to know all of it. You just have to start somewhere and say mental health is important.
Absolutely, yes. Mental health is health. Mental health is important 100%. I think people's experience with the last year, with both, I guess you could say, COVID and the effects of COVID have really, you know, a lot of people have experienced hardships that they hadn't in the past. And they say, wow, this can be hard. Mm-hmm. And I need some help with that. That's okay.
And say, what's wrong with me? Oh, I'm thinking
right.
A lot of people have asked that. What's wrong with me? And then they go, mm-hmm. Well, I do have a situation here I could blame it on, perhaps, because COVID mm-hmm. has been a challenge for everybody. And we're still in a situation. Mm-hmm. We're not the recommendation is not to go back to what we thought was normal right now.
Mm-hmm.
We still need
right.
Take some precautions.
Right.
So how was the assessment done? You mentioned there were health people involved and other people involved. How was that done?
Yeah. So the Cass County Community Health Needs Assessment that we did earlier this spring, I mentioned, again, was a partnership between Cass County Public Health and Healthy Cass County. This was done as a part of every 5 years. Each county in Iowa does a health needs assessment and then develops a five-year health improvement plan. Well, because it was COVID and we wanted to get feedback from people all across the county, we decided to do an online and written assessment that we passed out around the county. And we had over 470 people participate. We got broad representation from across the county, demographic groups. It was just fantastic to see the amount of feedback. Yes, so the general public just said, hey, if you want to know the top need for health in the county, we've got mental health. Now, we did, when we did the public survey, we listed the 9 health needs that were identified by health partners in Cass County. And those top 9 included, physical fitness, hunger, nutrition, health care, child care. So we did list these 9 items, and then we asked people to rank them. But in both of those times that we asked for feedback, mental health came to the top.
Very interesting. What we, and we'll come back and talk about mental health in a little bit, but what else was on, what else were the results?
Yeah, so I had mentioned childcare. Childcare and housing were the next top results that we had. And some people say, gosh, is childcare health? Is housing health? But we look at a really broad definition of health for this work. And if you think about it, if you're in a home that isn't safe to be in and it's not, you know, comfortable to be in, that really impacts your health. If you don't have child care that you can afford or that you can access, that can really impact the quality of your life.
Those two were towards the top. Lots of worries. You can list a whole lot of worries related to both of those. Okay, and next.
Absolutely. So after that, senior services and support was the next highest need that we've identified. So there's lots of talk about maybe a community senior center, making sure that seniors are connected in the community, those types of things.
Mm-hmm.
Additional topics were, like I mentioned, nutrition, fitness, trails got some attention, substance use, misuse and addiction, hunger and isolation and loneliness.
So the results of these surveys come back. You said this starts with this group of including public health. But when you list all of those things, it's certainly more than public health and extension and those others that need to work on them and need to work together.
Yes, absolutely. And I should say that just because we did that survey doesn't mean we're going to work on all of those items. We're going to choose the items that we feel that we have possibility to influence and we have ways to influence in Cass County. Now, Healthy Cass County is a partnership, and it's open to everyone. I should note this. If you are interested in getting involved in health across the county, let us know. We meet monthly for about an hour. We've got all sorts of partners that are in that group. So that's health partners from a variety of things, such as maybe Cass County Conservation to the hospital, Board of Supervisors to public health. We've just got all sorts of representation on that.
Mm-hmm.
So that group is pretty broad in itself, but also we get some feedback and we say, hey, you know, this is feedback on something that doesn't have to do with anyone who's in our group working on this. And we have been then moving that feedback to the people that need to hear it. So even if we aren't addressing your topic, we are really working to get the feedback channeled over to organizations that are.
And there are so many. I think many people don't realize that there are a lot of supporters, a lot of options out there, and are not aware of the networking among all of those groups. And Healthy Cass, of course, is one of those options for networking. And we have a lot of resources in Cass County.
We have a lot of resources. Part of my job is to make sure that people know about those resources. So it's one of the reasons I'm talking to you, is trying to get the word out.
You bet. You bet. So let's go back to the mental health. We've talked about the walk. Mm-hmm. Are there other activities planned or other resources related to mental health that you'd like to mention?
So there are a lot of mental health resources. If you are on Facebook, I really encourage you to follow Healthy Cass County. That's at Healthy Cass County. We have been sharing a whole bunch of variety of resources because, as you might imagine, most of our partners are talking about mental health this month. It's really, I think we have seen a reduction in stigma because people are much more likely to host an event, talk about their experience, point out how mental health relates to other aspects of health. So we are talking about it a whole lot more. That would be the main event. The walk is the main event that I would point to for public to join in Cass County. But this also reminds me, LaVon, at the walk, we're going to have organizations that work and support mental health, setting up tables and sharing information. So this event is really being coordinated by Senior Life Solutions, and they've got all sorts of partners that are going to show up on site there. And maybe it's not you. You know, this is a big thing. If you're not struggling, that's great. But there are a lot of people who are. So if you come to our walk, enjoy, then hang out and check out the resources we've got available, pick up a couple flyers, and then you're ready, you know, when your friend or loved one is struggling.
Yeah, having the information is so important. And if you don't know where to start, that's a big problem. So If you don't know where to start, just plan to be on this walk because there's going to be a lot of resources there. So remind us again about the walk, time and place and date.
Yep. Mental Health Awareness Walk at the Atlantic City Park, Saturday, May 22nd from 9 to 10 a.m. And I got to note one more thing in addition to resources. Wear green. Green is like the color of mental health awareness. So if you've got a green shirt, throw that on. If not, come anyway.
All right. Thank you so much, Brigham Hoig, who is the Healthy Cass and Health Wellness. I'm tripping over this. It's all of that. Health and Wellness, the coordinator for Cass County. Thank you so much, Brigham. And you bet. Until next time, here's a thought from Mother Teresa. Some people come in our lives as blessings. Some come in as life lessons.